The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I'm Deb Sofield, filling in for Joey Hudson, and it's Tuesday with Timmons. Our Congressman William Timmons is kind enough to join us today. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Good morning, Deb. Great to be with you.
Good, good. So I know that there's a lot going on in D.C., and actually your staff and I went back and forth on some questions here. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on with what's going on with some of the events that are happening, especially this issue with January 6th?
Well, we're going to have our first hearing today. Speaker Pelosi has made this just a political charade. I'm all for a truly bipartisan investigation into what happened. I have a lot of questions I want answered, but when she puts Benny Thompson as the chairman and then Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger, both anti-Trump, pro-impeachment Republicans, it's missing the mark entirely. We got to get to the bottom of it, but what she's doing is not going to facilitate that. So it's a sad day, but it probably will be an interesting television.
Well, and you know what, William, that's what I've been telling folks. I think it's just it's B-roll footage for commercials that's going to happen here for this midterm election.
The only chance that Speaker Pelosi has of maintaining the House is to continue to litigate and relitigate January 6th, and I would say there's still probably virtually no chance. So she's going to try, but the clock's ticking, and we got, what are we down to? 17 months until the Republicans retake the House, so brighter days ahead.
Do you think she's going to, how long can she string this out?
I think she'll string it out to the very end.
Okay.
But, you know, the other thing is, I do think that there's a chance that she resigns probably 6 months before the election. That would possibly give her party the best chance to keep in the House and allow Leader Hoyer to be the speaker for 6 months. Token consolation prize to someone who's never been speaker, but I wouldn't put it past her.
Okay, well, that brings a whole new wrinkle. I didn't realize that there was any talk about her giving up her speakership.
Well, she is the only person that has worse approval ratings than Congress is Nancy Pelosi. Anything that she can do to remove the lightning rod that she is, and she might do it. And who wants to go out losing the House?
Yeah.
She's already lost it once, so if she leaves early, she can say it wasn't her fault.
Yeah, good point. Hey, so William, I've been filling in for Joey this week, and the conversations have been pretty varied. One of the things that we talked about yesterday was Representative Ronny Jackson requesting or demanding a cognitive test for Biden. What do you think about that?
I think it's important that people remember who he is. He was the physician for Obama and for Trump, and he was briefly the physician for George Bush. So, I mean, he's a rear admiral, and he's now a member of Congress. He's a doctor, obviously. So I just want everybody to think about what that means to our other world leaders. It's where we are as a country. President Biden clearly has some issues, and I think he should take a cognitive test. He's not going to, obviously. But I just think we're so weakened right now on the global stage. We can't put that aside. We got to really try to regain our position of leadership in the global community.
So here's my question. I mean, did you sign on with a letter for that?
I didn't even know there was a letter until you asked about it. But
all right.
I know that there's no chance of it happening, but the fact he's asking for it is important.
Okay, but let me ask you, why is there no chance of it happening? Every Democrat was in lockstep that Trump had to do it. Why aren't Republicans demanding the exact same thing?
Well, I guess we are, but the other side of that is it's still not going to happen. Trump didn't do it, and Biden's not going to do it. So, yeah, that's politics.
All right. Let's talk about Cuba. We've been talking about that Cuba today. What's going on in Washington with what's happening in Cuba? Why are we not stepping up to help? What are you seeing up there?
Well, there's a huge call from conservatives and honestly a lot of Democrats. There's a huge call, but the Biden administration refuses to act because the progressives, the extremists, I don't like the word progressives. They use that because it implies something that is progress. They're not progressives. They're extremists. AOC, Bernie Sanders, they want to spend $130 trillion, bankrupt their country to pursue social programs and the Green New Deal. They are not against Cuba. They are not. Bernie Sanders praises Cuba. I mean, it's bizarre to me that we won't do more to help these people, but I hope that they'll change their tune, but I'm not optimistic.
Okay. All right. So nothing is going to be done to help Cuba? I mean, I just find it amazing that we've got this island off to our coast. For years, we've watched it. And now Washington acts like they just don't matter. And I agree with you. It's Bernie and the rest of them. But, I would just think Republicans could raise a little more sand.
Well, we're doing everything that we can. I mean, honestly, there's a lot of very wealthy Hispanic Americans that are probably looking at some alternatives to action. I mean, you know, whether that's legal is another question. But I think that the time is long past for the Cuban people to be free and for the Castro regime to fall. And, you know, the fact that 100 plus miles off our coast, we have a communist dictatorship, an authoritarian government that is borderline enslaving its people is just beyond my comprehension. We should not allow it, and we should be the facilitators of freedom and of democracy.
Yeah. So we had a big discussion. It's going on today on my text line about the defense budget proposal requiring women to register for the draft.
I would go one further. I think we need mandatory conscription. I'm not saying everybody's got to be a trigger puller, but I think that we need to all serve in some capacity, whether it is, you know, you never leave the country and you never touch a gun, but you still have a year or two of service. I would support that. Now, you know, the thought of mandating women to serve in combat roles, I'm against, but any kind of, don't get me wrong, I'm not against women serving in combat roles, but I'm against forcing them to if they don't want to. So we'll see how it goes. At the end of the day, I hope that we don't need a draft because we have a volunteer military and we're the strongest military on the planet for now.
We got to
remember that freedom isn't free, and the men and women in uniform protect us, and we got to protect them and we got to support them. And I'm fearful that this country is going down a path where we will no longer be the greatest force of good in the world, and we will be doing what our Chinese friends tell us to.
All right. Congressman William Timmons, always great to talk to you. Thank you for taking the time. We appreciate you on the station. We appreciate the work you're doing.
Thank you, Deb. Look forward to next week. Take care.
All right. Good.